From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama says the failure of the U.S. House of Representatives to pass a measure to help American workers affected by global trade pacts will directly hurt about 100,000 workers and their communities. A bipartisan majority of lawmakers here in Washington rejected a jobs retraining program that was part of a Senate-approved fast-track trade package pursued by Mr. Obama. President Obama's spokesman, Josh Earnest.
These kinds of entanglements are endemic to the House of Representatives. But the president is determined to build a bipartisan majority to make sure that we're living up to our commitment as Democrats to fight for middle-class families.
President also does so-called want the fast track to negotiate trade agreements. He also wants the retraining program. Saudi-led airstrikes in Yemen killed at least six civilians. It happened Friday, destroyed historic buildings in the capital Sana'a. Reports from the UN Cultural Agency said the latest airstrikes destroyed ancient structures, some of them up to 2,500 years old. For more than 11 weeks, bombing raids have targeted ethnic Houthi insurgents, the dominant group among the rebels who are supported by Iran. U.S. authorities have charged two men for plotting to help the Islamic State militants kill U.S. citizens, including plans to target Boston police officers. Suspects also allegedly had planned to attack and behead a New York woman who organized a controversial gathering in Texas recently that featured a cartoon contest lampooning the Prophet Muhammad. However, that plan later was abandoned. Friday's development followed a court appearance on Thursday of an American teenager who confessed to helping IS. This is VOA News. Libyan militiamen battling the Islamic State affiliate in their country says most of the jihadi fighters are not Libyans. The bulk of them come from neighboring North African nations. We get more now from Jamie Detmer in the city of Misrata.
In an out-of-the-way, tightly secured camp, fighters from one of Misrata's top militias are reflecting on their recent defeat at the hands of Islamic extremists. Late last month, the Islamic State's new affiliate in Libya overran the coastal city of Sirte, the hometown of deposed Libyan strongman Colonel Muammar Gaddafi, who was ousted in a NATO-backed uprising 4 years ago. The Islamic State has capitalized on the general turmoil in Libya, where two governments are vying for power, a self-declared one in Tripoli and an internationally recognized one now based in Tobruk. Jamie Detmer for VOA News, Misrata.
Diplomatic sources close to the Iranian nuclear negotiations say the progress has slowed considerably just weeks before a June 30th deadline on a historic agreement between Iran and the six world powers. The latest round of the negotiations took place on Friday in Vienna. Negotiators from Iran and diplomats from the U.S., Britain, China, France, Russia, and Germany have been working on details of a final agreement to scale back Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. Iran insists its nuclear program is peaceful with applications for medical research and power generation, but not for developing nuclear weapons, as some in the West contend. International Monetary Fund has ended cash for reforms talks with Greece on a deal needed to unlock another $8.2 billion in bailout funding ahead of a June 30th deadline. Discussions are scheduled to continue at least between Greece and European officials over the coming days after IMF negotiators headed back to Washington saying there had been no progress, that major differences remained on key issues. Greece's finance minister, Yanis Varoufakis, said Friday that the government did not have the people's mandate to sign a new bailout agreement. European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker bluntly told Athens Friday to stop gambling with its future. International law enforcement agency Interpol says it has suspended its 10-year partnership deal with football's governing body FIFA over its corruption scandal. Interpol announced Friday that it's suspending its Integrity in Sport program, a 10-year project funded by a $22 million donation from FIFA. Interpol says the program is meant to prevent manipulation of sporting events and illegal gambling by criminal groups. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.